Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to y'all. Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart because of Jesus Christ. That's what this is about. Anybody ever seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life? It's a Wonderful Life. I'm going to read out of Luke 2, and it's what Paul taught on this morning. But it'll be just from a little bit of a different approach. But what Paul taught was the events as they occurred, the pattern behind, and the documentation that everything has been proven scientifically, as well as if you know the Holy Spirit, it's been proven spiritually. But we're going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through, just whenever I get done. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into their own city. And the main purpose of all this was so they could be counted. They was doing an actual census. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let us pray. Lord, as we're gathered here this morning on this Christmas day, Lord, to celebrate the birth of your Son and our Savior, we proclaim you as Creator and Master of all things, Lord, and we ask for your guidance through the Holy Spirit here this morning, Lord. You'll speak to our hearts, Lord, and help us to get rid of all the trash, all the side effects, all this other stuff, and help us to focus on the real meaning of Christmas. I ask, Lord, again, you be with those who couldn't be here. Be with the sick ones this morning. I ask for you to be with our pastor. Just lift him up, Lord, as only you can. I do ask again, you forgive me, and these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. So, I was looking at that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and if you remember, it was made back when a lot of us was young. It was black and white, I believe it was. Jimmy Stewart was the star of it, and it's a really good story to it, And for those who don't know, it's a wonderful life. He lived his life, and then it got to the point he wanted to end his life because he was so discouraged. And an angel came to him and granted him what he wanted. He said, "I wish I had never been born." So the movie is mainly about that Jimmy had never been born, or the character. And as I was watching that, I was thinking, how much we take Jesus for granted. What if it had never happened? What if? Now that should get our minds going. What if? What if Jesus had never been born? So stay with me just a little bit here. I'm going to go to, I'll be going to John chapter 14. But our Bible would consist of the Old Testament only, correct? If Jesus was never born, there wouldn't be no need for a New Testament. There wouldn't have been nobody to write the New Testament. I mean, you know, you can really just, your mind can just go, well, can go everywhere. John chapter 4, there, without Jesus, there would be no opportunity for salvation. Think about that. Not a one of us could have the opportunity to be saved. And as I sat there thinking about this, of all the things that would be different without Jesus, the worst, or the most significant one I come to think would be the opportunity for salvation. I look around, I see a lot of familiar faces. I don't know everybody's heart, but I know a lot of you have took the opportunity to be saved. But if you haven't, the opportunity is here and available today. Amen. Because of the birth of Jesus Christ. If he wouldn't be born, if he had been born, there'd be no opportunity. None of us would be saved. None of us would be good enough. We would be living by the Ten Commandments, and we all can look at them. And I remember in that witnessing thing we went through, the first three, we were all guilty. The slightest little lie, which, if you're honest, we're all guilty of that. And if you're not, you're guilty now. But I'm going to read in John chapter 14, verse 6. Says, Jesus is saying unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If there's no Jesus, what way is there to the Father? None. None. That was broken back in the new in Genesis when they rejected. When Eve fell for, you surely won't die. That's what Satan does to us all right now. It takes me back to the guy who asked me a while back, said, do you really believe that stuff? That's right out of the mouth of Satan. So without Jesus, we wouldn't have no opportunity. Think about that. Think how important this day is. I can't emphasize that enough for us to quit taking Jesus for granted. The opportunity that is presented for us in that gift that God gave us on this very day. No Holy Spirit. Think about that. Think about life with no Holy Spirit. We study a lot of Old Testament characters and we see what they've gone through, and it helps. It's hard for us to comprehend doing what they did without the Holy Spirit that we have today. It says in John chapter 16, verse 7. Now listen, if Jesus wasn't here, John chapter 16, verse, nevertheless, this is Jesus speaking, this is in red in your Bibles. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So that's a promise from the mouth of Jesus himself. And if Jesus was never born, we don't have that promise. We don't have the Spirit. And the Spirit's what makes us do what we do. Spirit's what got you out of bed this morning. The Spirit is what brings us together. The Spirit is what fills me to do what I'm doing here this morning. The Spirit leads our every life. If you're a Christian this morning, without the Spirit, you're not a Christian. That's right. Hey, that's bottom line. That's the way it is. So we would not have the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit. And what greater power is the Holy Spirit? None. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He lives within you. Amen. If you're a Christian here this morning, the Holy Spirit lives within you. And that's the ultimate power in the universe. So without the birth of Jesus Christ, you don't have the Holy Spirit. We would also have no hope. Now, how often do we talk about the hope that we have? We do all the time. That's the only thing that can keep us going. Is there any hope in this world out there without Christ? No. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. And see, and what I'm reading here wouldn't even be written, because Paul's writing this, and Paul had the encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. And if Jesus hadn't been born, Jesus wouldn't have appeared to Paul. And this would have never happened. But listen to what Paul says right here. Paul's writing to Timothy. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. So, without Jesus Christ, do we have any hope to have eternity with God? No, we do not. So, think about that. If Jesus hadn't come, we would have no hope. Next verse we'll be going to is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm going to talk about no comfort. I thought a lot about the comfort as we go to, all of us have buried loved ones that we care much about, that left a big void in our life. But we can find comfort in knowing they were Christians. We can find comfort in knowing where they have gone. We can find comfort in knowing that one day we will be united with them. Right? Right? Say amen if that's right. Amen. Yeah, say amen if that's right. I find great comfort in knowing one day I'll get to see my dad again. My Uncle Rick, my Uncle Loki, and John, and all of them. That brings a smile to my face. I'm not sad. I'm sad here that they're gone, but it brings a smile to my face for the reunion that one day we'll get to be a participant of. So we can comfort one another with these words. And that's what it says in 1 Thessalonians 4. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 and 14. It says, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, them which are dead, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. You've been to a funeral when there's no hope? Yes. You've seen people that maybe the person that passed away was a Christian, but they weren't, and they didn't have any hope. They were just devastated that person's gone, because not because that person went to hell, but because they didn't know. Their hope is just in this life, in this body, in this physical failure, because that's what it is. It's proven over and 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 over that these bodies are going to fail, right? Proves all the time. Every time you go to the doctor, something different. Every second, you're older. And what happens when you get older? You get more feeble. What happens when you get more feeble? You get more dependent on others. What happens when you get more dependent on others? You get helpless, and you get hopeless, and you get dead. That's it. So we can comfort one another. It goes on to say, verse 14 says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And jump on up to verse 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You can find comfort in knowing your dad is in heaven. Your dad is in the presence of the Lord. You can find comfort in that. Without Jesus, if you back up and read verse 14, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if he wasn't born, could he die? No. He was born. He was here. He is real. He made the way. Amen. We can comfort one another with these words. That's good stuff right there. That really is. That's good stuff. And in closing, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So without Jesus, could we have that verse? Without Jesus, could we have that hope? Without Jesus, could we have that opportunity? So I'm asking you, as they put a song up, I'm asking you this morning, think about it. If show your appreciation to Jesus for what he's done, for he is real. And if you don't know Jesus here this morning, you still have an opportunity. Because there'll come a time when you won't have the opportunity again. And this may be the last one right now. He promises one, and there's one going on right now. You have the opportunity to call on Jesus. If he's stirring your heart, don't sit there. Get up and make a commitment to Jesus Christ. You don't come up here and bow before me or anybody else. You bow your heart, your soul, to the Lord Jesus Christ. You bow before God Almighty and confess that you repent of your sin and you confess Jesus as Lord of your life. Because he is real and he is here. In that movie, that feller, he got to his wit's end and finally, and it showed him actually praying. He repented and he cried out to God. And God restored him. God will restore you this morning because Jesus is real. Jesus done what he said he done, and he's going to do what he said he'll do. I invite you this morning. Billy Graham made this statement. I read a book of his a while back. Billy Graham says, I put my hope and my trust in the life of Jesus Christ. If we put our hope and trust in anything else, any other person, you're missing it. Jesus Christ is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I stand with Billy Graham this morning. I put my faith and my trust in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come if you got a need this morning.